感谢神，我们在今天这个主日当中，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, today we continue to study the Word of God.
请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read the scripture.
我们大家可以一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音12章1-8节。
You can see the, on the screen, we'll read John 12, verse 1 to 8.
约翰福音12章1节起。逾越节前6日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拿撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拿撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿大香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。好，我们再来读一处圣经的经文，在马太福音的28章7-13节。
Let's also read Matthew chapter 26, verse 7 to 13.
马太福音26章7节起，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说，何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说，为什么难为这女人呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your words through the Bible.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
People live not by food alone, but by the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗中。
May the word of God become lamp upon feet, light upon path, so let us fall into the darkness.
愿神加添我们的信心力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神的话语，让我们更是有力量、有信心来遵行神的话语。
May God give us the strength and the faith so that we will not only understand the word of God, but that we have the faith and the strength to do the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读到的经文当中啊，我们会看见伯大尼的玛利亚。
The scripture we just read, we see that Mary,
用一玉瓶真拿大香膏来全部倾倒在主耶稣基督身上。
And she poured the whole bottle.Of a very expensive perfume upon Jesus.
然后呢，就是耶稣身边的门徒啊，那尤其是犹大啊，看到这个女人做这样的事情，他就说何必这样枉费呢
？And then his disciples, especially Judas, and was very surprised. This is why it's such a waste.
就是不值得嘛。
Basically, it's not worthy of it.
就耶稣。不值得得到这些。
Basically said that Jesus is not worthy of this.
我们会看到经文中反复的强调，这是 极贵的、啊、极珍贵的真拿大香膏。
And we, through the Bible, we can see this the fragrant oil is a very expensive one.
所以门徒，尤其是犹大，就说耶稣不值得、拥有全部这些。
So basically, disciples, especially Judah, basically said Jesus is not deserved to have all of them.
所以谈到这个值得不值得，我就、想起就最近、我看到一个就是刚刚发生一件有趣的事情。
Think about it, worthy or not, I'm just thinking about the some interesting things that just happened recently.
我们都知道，就是现在就是在东京奥运会啊、就是刚刚结束，就这段时间啊、前段时间就是奥运会运动员们非常的激烈的竞争，争夺金牌。
I'm sure that you're aware of that Tokyo Olympic just ended.And for the 2 weeks, the athletes, they compete a lot for the gold.
那么就有一个23岁的年轻的一个女运动员呢，她在这个奥运会上，她就得到了两个金牌，两个银牌。
And there was a young athlete, a woman athlete, and she got 2 golds and 2 bronze.
当然非常开心了。然后他就、在微博上 就炫他这个四个奖牌一个照片摆出来。
Of course, she was very happy and showed in the blog and showed her medals.
那有些网友就在微博上就跟他开玩笑了，就是哎，你有这些奖牌，你想用它来召唤谁呢
？And so when some follower of our bloggers basically.Just kind of ask her, okay, you have all those medals. What do you think? You want to use those medals? Can call for somebody?
其实这是一些年轻人他们之间的一些语言，他们互相之间懂了。
And of course, those are common language that among those young people.
因为他们有时候打游戏啊，打电子游戏啊，有时候捡到各样的令牌啊，就可以召唤出一个他很想见的人啊，或者怎样。
Because they're using the language, basically when they play the game or a video game or something, when they got some prize, then they can use this to call, for someone to come to do it.
当然是这些网友跟这个年轻的运动员开玩笑，然后这个年轻的运动员就说：“哎，那我用这些奖牌。”来召唤大林子，不知道可不可以？就是这个大林子，就是一个很年轻的一个喜剧演员啊，喜剧明星。
And so this young girl basically said, when she saw this question, she said, "Oh, I'm gonna use those medals to call for a 大林子。He basically is a young, comedy star."
然后哪里想到呢？就是这个。年轻的这个喜剧明星，他也在关注这个女运动员的微博，然后他很快就回应了。
And but she don't know that actually this young comedy star actually follow her blog too, so he basically respond pretty soon.
他说：“哎呀，他说召唤我哪还值当用这些奖牌呀、
啊、？”And he said, "Well, it's not worthy to call me using those medals."
当然这是一个很轻松很幽默的事情啊，所以给运动员在这个紧张的竞争激烈当中、也让人、看到、就是心情放松一下。
Of course, this is kind of very interesting story that make those very competitive game become kind of make people a little lighter.
当然了，这个、年轻的运动员包括这个网友啊，这个喜剧明星，他们都是开玩笑啊。
Of course, they are all kind of joking with each other.
哎，但是从这个就是很轻松，很幽默的这点小事当中，哎，确实让我想到值得和不值得这个问题。
But from this very kind of interesting and very relaxing type of a joke.Make me think about this worthy or not worthy.
我们要知道这个奥运会的奖牌是非常难拿到，对不对？
Of course, we know that the medals of Olympics are very hard to get.
更何况这是两块金牌，两块银牌。
Not even mentioned there's 2 golds and 2 bronze.
然后这个23岁的这个年轻的运动员，他从3岁开始他就在练习游泳了，因为他妈妈就是个游泳教练。
And this 23 years old girl, she actually started her practice of swimming at age of three, and because her mom is a coach.
也就是说，她付出了20年的时间呐，20年的努力，她才拿到这四块金牌，四块奖牌在奥运会上面。
So that basically saying that little girl, that young girl actually spent 20 years effort to get this 4 medals.
然后她说，她可以用这四块奖牌来换跟她特别想见的人见一面，她觉得很值啊。
And then she thought, oh, I can use this 4 medals to call the one I very much want to see. She think this is worthy.
当然她是开玩笑啊。
Of course, she's joking.
但是至少让我们看到，在她心中，她特别想见的这个人确实是有非常非常重的分量。
And but at least that tells us the one that she want to see very much is.Very heavy weighted in her heart.
所以她20年为之奋斗，为之努力换来的东西，她可以说，我就用来就是来换来见她一面，可以啊，我觉得值啊。
So she would rather want to use the things that she got with her 20 years effort to exchange to see him. She think it's worthy.
我们再回到我们今天所读的圣经的经文，我们看见玛利亚，她有一整瓶、一玉瓶极贵重的真拿大香膏。
So let's go back to today's Bible, and Mary actually she had a bottle of a very costly fragrant oil.
她用了多少年的时间，她还。才好不容易积攒出这 一整玉瓶的香膏，我们不知道。
We don't know how many years that she has to make accumulate this whole bottle of this fragrant oil.
玛利亚并不是一个很富有的女人。
Mary is not a rich woman.
她一定是花了很多很多年，这一整 一玉瓶的香膏，就是她所拥有的最最宝贵的东西，也是她这么多年来所。攒下来的东西，可以说它是它的全部了。
So she must spend the whole many years to accumulate this most precious things that she had. Basically, can say this is all she had.
然后看到耶稣，哇一下全部倒在耶稣脚上，或者倒在耶稣的身上，他觉得值啊。
And when he saw Jesus, and she poured all of them in his feet and his body.She think it is worthy.
她一直盼，一直等，就这样的一个机会。
And she's waiting for this opportunity.
然后终于等到了，我有机会可以把我最珍贵的，我攒了很多很多年，最珍贵的，我一切所有的，我全部倾倒在我最爱的主耶稣身上。
And finally, she got this opportunity. She basically poured all the most precious things she has to the one who she loved the most.
因为他觉得很值得。
She think it is worth.
但另外一种，那当然就是耶稣的门徒了，还有周围这些人，当然是尤其是犹大，他们觉得你这样做太不值得了。
And of course, the other people, disciples, especially Judas, basically think it's not worth it.
他说何必枉费呢
？And it's why is this waste?
也就是说，耶稣不值得你把这一整一瓶香膏就倒在他一个人身上。耶稣不值得拥有这些。
And basically said, Jesus is not worthy of you pour whole bottle of the oil upon him.
那么尤其是他们还说，就是为什么不把香膏变卖30两银子分给穷人呢？
And they even justify their saying, basically, why don't you sell this oil and get the money to help the poor?
圣经告诉我们，犹大讲这个话呀，他并不是挂念穷人，而是因为他是个贼，他又常带着银囊，他常常偷你们的钱。
And of course, the Bible made it clear, Judas said this is not because of the concern of the poor, but rather he is a thief, he steals the money.
所以不要被犹大讲这句话所迷惑了，觉得他好像更关心那些穷苦的人超过耶稣。
And so don't be confused by what Judas said. Think that he concerned about Paul more than Jesus.
事实不是这样的。
Actually, it's not.
他就是贪爱这些钱财。
He just loves his money.
那么耶稣接下来讲这个话， 就是因为常有穷人与你们同在， 只是你们不常有我。
And then what Jesus follow up with what saying is that, but you have a poor with you all the time, but you don't have me always.
耶稣讲这句话并不说耶稣不关心穷人。
When Jesus say that, it's not mean that Jesus do not concern about poor.
其实耶稣讲这句话的重点是什么？
The focus of what Jesus said here is
机会，
is the opportunity.
耶稣在这里谈不是你要应该去关心穷人或者不关心穷人，这根本不是耶稣讲的这句话的重点。耶稣讲这句话重点，机会。
So the focus here, what Jesus said, is not whether you should care about helping poor or not, is the opportunity.
你有很多的机会去帮助这世界上的穷苦人，你身边的穷，你有很多很多这样的机会。
Basically, Jesus was saying is you have so many opportunities you can help the poor.
但是你却很少能够找到一个机会，你真正的来把你对耶稣的爱、对耶稣的信表达出来。But
you seldom can find this opportunity to show your love, this particular opportunity to show your love to Jesus Christ.
你要抓到这样的机会。And
you need to grab this opportunity.
所以我们看见这个女人她就抓到了。So
we can see this woman, and she grabbed this opportunity.
他很多年的时间，他积攒这个香膏，存下来一点香膏，他终于抓到一个机会。我等了这么长时间，我找的，我忍了，积攒这么长的时间，我就是抓到这个机会，然后他一下子就抓住了。
So many years effort, so many years work, and have this opportunity, and got this opportunity, she seized the opportunity.
所以呢，当犹大说， 为什么不将香膏变卖30贯钱分给穷人？圣经非常明显告诉我们，他不是挂念穷人，他就是贪婪。So
when Bible said, "Why you sell? Don't sell this to help the poor," and the Bible made it very clear that Judah actually is because of his greedy. He's a thief.
所以在这里其实让我们看到一件很有意思的事情哈，这个女人倾倒出来的香膏是不是犹大的呢？So
it's an interesting thing we can think about it. And the freaking oil that a woman poured, is it Judas?
当然不是啊，就是很荒唐的名，当然不是犹大的。
Of course, it's not.
那这个女人有没有权利把这个香膏，她爱怎么用怎么用呢？
Is the woman has the right to use it as she wishes?
她有权利，对不对？
She has.
犹大，你为什么心疼呢？
So Judah, why you kind of feels not improper?
所以这是很奇怪，人家如何的爱耶稣，人家如何愿意把他一切所有的献给耶稣，但是旁观的人却非常的愤怒。And
that's kind of interesting that other people and do whatever they want to show the love to Jesus, but the bystander get angry.
所以这其实我相信， 这样的事情在今天这个世界常常发生。So
these things actually happen in today's world as well.
你爱耶稣，你把你珍贵的，你把你宝贵的，你奉献给耶稣，你没有去拿别人的东西奉献。You
love Jesus and you offer your precious stuff to Jesus. You didn't offer some other people's stuff to Jesus.
但是别人会很生气。But
other people got mad.
你为什么这样爱耶稣？
Why you love Jesus like this?
你为什么给耶稣这么多？
Why you give Jesus like this?
我很生气。
And I got mad.
你为什么看重我不看重的东西？
Why you focus on the things that I focus?
我看重的东西你怎么不在乎？
I focus the things why you don't care.
我很生气。
I kind of mad.
事实上，这是基督徒在这个世界上所常常遇到的一种状态，就是我们所爱的、我们所看重的，跟这个世人不一样。So
this actually is the situation that we run into as a Christian into this world. It's because the things we focus, we weighted, we think it's precious, is not what the world think they are.
所以世界世人就很恨基督徒，就很不喜欢基督徒。
So the world hate Christian.
那么我们会看见在主耶稣的门徒当中，犹大他是一直在偷钱，他也在等机会，是不是？
And we can see in the story that the disciple of Jesus, Judah, and he was a thief, and he was waiting for the opportunity as well.
他所等的机会不是说，哎呀，我要抓到一个机会，我要把对耶稣的爱、对耶稣的信心表达出来，不是，他在等一个机会，诶，这个机会到了，我可以拿钱了，我可以偷钱了。
And he was not waiting for the opportunity that he can show his love to Jesus Christ, but rather he was waiting for the opportunity that he can steal the money.
所以今天很多跟从耶稣的人，很多来到耶稣这里的人，是不是也是这样呢？
So is that some of us follow Jesus Christ? Are we behaving like this?
哎呀，我要找到一个机会，我要等到一个机会，我要把我对耶稣的爱、对耶稣的信心表达出来。
Are we looking for the opportunity and the time that we can show our love to Jesus Christ?
还是，哎呀，我要等一个机会，我要找一个机会，因为我可以得好处。哎，我就得到我想要的，我最爱的东西，但是不是耶稣哦，是钱。
Or we come to looking for opportunity that I can seek things I want, but not Jesus Christ, maybe money.
这玛利亚她也一直在等机会。
So Mary is waiting for the opportunity.
但她等的机会跟犹大等的机会就完全不一样了。
But the opportunity she waiting for is quite different from what Judah waiting for.
犹大抓住每一个机会，等待每一个机会，他可以来抓来获取他想要的钱。
Judah waiting for every opportunity to get the things money.You want.
玛利亚一直在等，一直在等一个机会去给，去奉献，给到她最爱的耶稣。
Mary is waiting for this opportunity that she can give, and she can give to the one Jesus Christ that she loved.
所以，当她把那一瓶这个珍贵的香膏全部倾倒在耶稣身上的时候，这个香气马上充满整个房子。
So we can see the Bible said when she poured the oil and the fragrance is filled the house.
玛利亚整个行动当中，玛利亚没有讲一句话。
And we notice that this whole story, Mary actually didn't say a single word.
但是她产生最强有力的影响。
But she actually gave a very significant impact.
整个房子充满了香味。
The full house was filled with this fragrance.
马太福音六章二十一节，主耶稣说：“因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。”
Matthew 6:21 said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
伯大尼的玛利亚。他没有像耶稣的门徒那样有那么好的机会，就是每天可以跟随耶稣，他做不到，他没有这样的机会。
Mary does not have a good opportunity like Jesus' disciple that every day they can follow and be with Jesus. She doesn't have this opportunity.
但是他所有的财宝，他心里最珍贵的东西，他全部倾倒在耶稣身上，他的心在耶稣那里。
But she poured the most precious.
他虽然没有办法就是每天跟耶稣在一起，但是他的心一直在耶稣那里。
Even though she doesn't have a way to be with Jesus every day, but her heart is with Jesus.
因为他的财宝全在耶稣那里。
Because she poured all her treasure to Jesus.
犹大呢？
What about Judah?
犹大非常有好的机会，每天可以跟随耶稣，每天跟耶稣在一起。
Judah has a very good opportunity because he was with Jesus every day.
但他的心却不在耶稣那里。
But his heart is not with Jesus.
他的心在钱上面。
His heart is with the money.
他跟耶稣他就是为了，能够找到有一个机会，我可以从这个钱那里拿点钱出来，放到我自己口袋里。
The reason he followed Jesus is that he can find Jesus, find the opportunity to get the money.
所以犹大就是那种，这个华人俗语讲的"身在曹营心在汉"的那种人。
So Judah is like the one of the saying in Chinese saying your body is in the one camp, but your heart is on the other camp.
所以这就是耶稣说，就是你们不常有我，就是你们这些人不是常常有耶稣。
And so Jesus said, you not have me always.
啊，其实这是两个方面。一个方面呢，确实耶稣因为过两天就被钉在十字架上。
Of course, Jesus saying one thing is that true, in 2 days, Jesus will be crucified on the cross.
或者过几天啊，过几天。
Several days later.
那确实，那么耶稣就从死里复活啊，然后过一段时间耶稣就复活升天。
And then Jesus will resurrect it, and then he would ascend into heaven.
但从另外一个方面讲呢，就是哪怕耶稣就在犹大身边的时候，犹大也跟耶稣不在一起，虽然身体上是在一起，但是心不在一起。
And also from another point of view, even Judah is with Jesus, but his heart is not with Jesus. Even they physically are together, but his heart is not with Jesus.
因为犹大的财宝不在耶稣这里。
Because Judah's treasure is not in Jesus.
耶稣说这个女人所做的是一件美事。
And Jesus said the things that the woman did is a good thing.
那么为什么说它是一件美事？因为它是出爱发出的。
Why it's a good thing? Because it's done out of love.
我们来思想它美在哪里呢？
And let's think about why it's a good work.
第一个我们会看到玛利亚对耶稣的专注。
And the first thing we see, Mary's focus on Jesus.
当玛利亚进到这个房子里面，房子里有很多的人，桌上各样的美食，各种样的声音。
And when Mary entered the house, there's lots of people and maybe food on the table and all kinds of talking around.
但是玛利亚她就看一个耶稣。
But Mary just focused on one person, that Jesus.
周围的这一切对她来说像不存在一样。
And everything else like non-existent to her.
不管别人怎样的去责备她或者怎样的去嘲笑她，她像没听见一样，她一句话都不反驳。
No matter people criticize her or laugh at her or whatever, it's nothing come to her ear.
非常专注。
So very focused.
我想看到一句话，就是专注的人最美。
And I see a saying said the people can focus, they are good.
我这段时间我看奥运会啊，我很喜欢看奥运会，因为四年才一次嘛，看奥运会。
And of course, recently I watched the Olympic Games.
有个很年轻的小女孩，14岁拿了奥运会金牌。
And a young girl like 14 years old got the gold, Olympic gold.
很多人喜欢这个小女孩。
A lot of people like this young girl.
当然她的表现非常好啊。
Of course, she's doing very good.
但是很多人觉得哇，她很专注。
And a lot of people said she was very focused. She's very focused.
她为什么可以做得这么好？她很专注。
Why she can do such a good work? Because she was very focused.
这么小的年纪，第一次来到奥运会这样的一个国际赛场上，她居然能够非常专注于她要做的事情。
And such a young girl and come to such a big international event, but she still be able to focus on what she is going to do.
今天这个世界上有很多人专注于一件事情。
Today, this world, a lot of people focus on one thing.
人们从他们身上看到一些让人哇非常欣赏的地方。
And people appreciate people like can focus on one thing.
但是最最美的是什么呢？玛利亚她不是专注于金牌啊，不是专注于什么？玛利亚专注于耶稣基督。
But most good for Mary is that she.Does not focus on the medals of our Olympic Games. She focuses on Jesus.
这是最美最美的事情。
And that's the most beautiful, a good work.
他这个专注不是一时的这个心态的表达，他这个专注是常年就是这样的。因为耶稣说，他这个香膏就是为耶稣来汲留的，来存留的。
Because her focus is not just one time, but her focus is kind of keep on going because Jesus said her perfume is prepared for him.
也就是说，当玛利亚可能从很小很小的时候，她就来存留这个香膏，存留这个香膏。她说要给到我最爱的人，给到我最爱的人。然后当她认识主耶稣基督以后，她说我终于等到了这个人，我现在我要找这样的一个机会。这是很多很多年，她一直很专注。
So maybe that, that perfume oil is accumulated by Mary from very young age, and through all the years.She prepared this perfume and wanted to give the one she loved. And when it accepted Jesus Christ, and she gave this all to Jesus.
然后，因为她如此的专注，她不仅存到了一整玉瓶的香膏，她还抓到了这样一个稍纵即逝的机会。
And because of this focus, she's not only be able to accumulate this whole bottle of this perfume, but also she grabbed this very rare opportunity.
他把一整瓶香膏全部倾倒在耶稣身上。
And poured this whole bottle of perfume upon Jesus.
因为在当时的犹太人的这个社会里面，就是一个女人要这样的如此亲近的触碰到、接触到一个男人，这是非常，这是罕见的一件事情。这是被当时的这个文化、当时的社会所不喜悦看到，或者说禁止看到的。
So we have to remember that in the Israel's culture at that time, a woman that such closely approach a man is not that the society would love to see.
然后居然玛利亚不仅是接触到耶稣，然后把香膏倾倒在耶稣身上，她甚至用自己的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
And Mary not only that approached Jesus and poured oil upon Jesus, and also rubbed Jesus' feet with her hair.
这是非常非常难得的一个机会，玛利亚抓到了，因为她够专注。
And it's a very rare opportunity that Mary grasped, and then is very focused.
因为她够专注，所以她别人的言论周围对她来说就像不存在一样。
Because of her focus, so other people's reactions seems non-existent to her.
因为她够专注，所以她产生最强大的影响力，整个房子充满了香气。
Because of her focus, her action actually gave a big impact. The whole house is filled with the fragrant.
有一次就是那个 Boise Bible College, 就是。他们找我去，就是跟他们的一些毕业生然后即将毕业的学生去讲一些话。
And one time I was invited to Boise Bible College to speak to their graduates.
然后我们知道，就是 Boise Bible College 他们的毕业学生很多要是要去到世界各地做宣教士的，有时候会去亚洲啊，会去哪里。
And I know we know that a lot of their graduates they will go on the evangelist work to Asia or some place in the world.
后来他们的老师就找到我，他说：“你是从中国大陆来的呀，你很好，你来跟我们学生讲几句话。他们当中可能有人以后想去到中国大陆去做宣教士。”
So their teacher basically said, "Okay, you come from China, so it'll be good if you can speak something to them. Maybe some of them that one day they will go to China for evangelists."
后来我到那里，我就给大家讲一点。
And so I went to and I speak for one point.
我说，无论你去到世界上任何地方
，I'm saying wherever you go into the world.
中国大陆啊，亚洲啊，非洲啊，南美啊，世界上任何地方
，Mainland Africa, South America.
那你只要记得一件事情，我要让主耶稣基督的心喜悦。
And just remember one thing, to please Jesus Christ.
够了，这就完全足够了。
And that's all.
你千万不要想，哎呀，我要让这些跟我不同文化的人，或者是不同习惯、不同风俗的人，哎，我要让他们觉得舒服一点呐，我让他们心里开心一点呐，他们好接受我呀。
Don't try to contend, considering that how do I make those people different culture from me, different lifestyle with me, how can I make them comfortable so they will be easy to accept the gospel?
我不要想这么多。
I said, do not worry about those things.
想这么多跟你真正你所要去做的事情没有什么关系。
And think about all those things has nothing to do with you really want to do.
你想一件事情，我所做的有没有让我所爱的耶稣让他喜悦？
Just think about the one thing. Whatever I do, do I make that please Jesus that I love?
这就足够了。
And as long as you think about this, that's all.
你不用去学着怎么拿筷子吃饭，你不用去学着把中文讲多好，那重要。
It's not that important to eat with a chopstick or could speak some Chinese.
你真的爱耶稣，你真的你心里想，我做任何的事情，我要让耶稣的心喜悦和满足，就足够。你一定会对你所接触到的人产生最强大的影响力。
If you truly love Jesus, and just think of a focus on the how can I please Jesus Christ, and you will certainly make a great impact to the people you want to reach.
这个世界上不同地方的人、不同国家的人、不同文明的人，没有我们想象的那么大的不同。
In this country, there's not in this world, there's not such a different, big difference as we thought in culture, in the life, lifestyle, and the things we think.
今天很多人强调这个人与人之间的不同啊，种族文化之间的不同，我不知道他们是出于什么目的啊。
I don't know what's the purpose of people. So many people, there's so much emphasis in the different culture, different races. I don't know what the purpose they emphasize all this difference.
圣经确实告诉我们在基督里，无论是化外的、化内的、为奴的、自主的、希腊人、外邦人都归于一了。
But Bible told us no matter what, in the Lord, the Gentile and the Jews and the civilized, uncivilized, master, slave, they all become one.
圣经明确地告诉我们，所有人都是神按他自己的形象造的。
And God made it very clear, everyone, every single one of us are made in the image of God.
所以我们如果想太多，哎呀，这些人不一样，哎呀，我要这样的对待他，那些人不一样，我要那样对待他，想太多，我们就迷失了重点。你真正要取悦的是谁？
So if we think about too much about, oh, those group of people different and the other group of different, I'm going to treat them differently or something, we lost the focus that,Which one is the one we truly want to please?
我们真正的想要取悦的是我们所爱的耶稣，就像玛利亚那样。
The one we truly want to please is the Jesus Christ, just like Mary.
所以玛利亚产生最大的影响力，整个房子充满了香气，就是因为她的举动，她一句话都不用说。
So Mary didn't say anything in this time, and she made a great impact.
越专注，你越影响最多的人。
More you focused, and more you will have an impact on the people.
你越专注于主耶稣基督，你越是影响到这个世界上的人。
The more you focus on Jesus Christ, the more you have an influence among the people.
啊，我说的是真实的影响。
I'm talking about the true impact.
啊，不是说那种勾引啊、诱惑呀、啊，就是像文士和法利赛人那样到处引诱人入教，不是谈那种影响。
I'm not saying that the you try to attract people to the religion or to something like Pharisees and scribes.
你真正触及到他的内心深处，别人看到你，你会说，这个人真的信耶稣。
And you truly have impact to the deepest in their heart. And when the people see you, they truly want to say, "This is a believer of Jesus."
这个人真的爱耶稣。
Yeah, this is a person who truly loves Jesus.
这个人真的信他口里所说的、所传的。
And this one truly believes that what he said and preached.
马太福音22:37-38，主耶稣是这样说。
Matthew 22:37-38, that Jesus said,
你要尽心、尽性、尽意。爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And Jesus said, "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." That's the first and the greatest command.
所以这让我们看到玛利亚这个举动一个美的地方。我们刚才看到的专注，我们现在看到它不保留。
And the second things we can see that the Mary's work is good is number one is she.Focused. Number two, she do it without reservation.
以前我听到有一首很好听的歌，就是爱是不保留。
And I heard a hymn said, "Love is not love without reserve.
这个歌里唱到是主耶稣对人的爱是不保留的爱。
And the hymn basically said the love of Jesus Christ towards us is no reservation.
主耶稣为我们舍了他自己，完全的舍了他自己。
For us, he gave ourself completely.
所以爱体现在什么地方呢？
So how love can be demonstrated?
所以你为爱你舍了什么？
And what you sacrificed for the love you claimed?
然后你又为你自己保留了什么？
And what you reserved for yourself?
所以你如果还有对你自己有保留，那你就不是完全的爱。
As long as you reserve something for yourself, then you don't have a complete love.
如果玛利亚这个香膏倒一点到耶稣身上，然后留一点留给自己，那耶稣不会说这是一件美事。
If Mary pour a little, some portion of the fragrant oil to Jesus, and then save some for herself, then Jesus won't say this is a good work.
因为她不保留，她的爱不保留。
Because her love without reserve for herself.
所以她是美。
So that's a good.
以前有一个朋友就问我，就说：“哎呀，就是，哎，为什么我听说你们那个地方的这个婚姻呐、啊，就是家庭很稳固啊，离婚率那么低？”
And one time I have somebody asks, I heard in your place that your divorce rate is very low and the family are kind of very stable.
后来我就说，我们那个地方，我们那一结婚呐、啊，男的就把工资卡就交给老婆了。
And I was saying, in our place, when we got married, the man will give his paycheck to wife.
这个房产证上就改老婆的名字了。
The house property certification is only have the wife's name.
不离婚，不离婚。
So I cannot get divorced.
所有人都给老婆了，离什么婚呢？
Everything's in my wife, so...
当然了，我不知道是不是所有的地方都这样啊。但是，那我说这个事情是好多年以前了，好多年前。现在我也不知道怎样。
Of course, I don't know if the other places like the place I said also this many years ago. I don't know what happened right now.
爱是不保留。
So love is love without reservation.
不保留的爱才美，才是完全的爱。
Love without reservation, that's a complete, that's a good.
总想留一点，留一点。
If you want to save something for yourself.
我给你一部分，我自己留一部分。
I gave you some and I keep some for myself.
那个就不是完全的爱。
Then that's not complete love.
然后我们看到这个玛利亚这个女人的爱。
Now we talk about the love that Mary shows, demonstrates.
专注不保留，然后我们看到她。为爱受伤。
And number one is a focus. Number two, without reservation. Number three, because of love, she was hurt.
因为她这个爱耶稣的举动，她被别人责备，被别人嘲笑，被别人藐视。她在别人眼中看的就是个疯女人啊。
And because of her action towards Jesus, the love action towards Jesus, she was criticized, she was mocked, she was laughed at and despised by other people. Someone may think she's crazy.
她把她一切最宝贵都给了耶稣，她把她的尊严都不要了，她服下来，她用眼泪湿耶稣的脚，她用头发来擦。
She gave everything to Jesus and she even disregarded all her honors, she even wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
她付出一切，她从人那里收获了什么呢？
And he gave everything, but what he got from people?
她收获伤害。
She got hurt.
收获别人的嘲笑和指责。
She got people's criticism, and she got people's laugh.
虽然这种嘲笑很没有道理。他倾倒的又不是别人的东西，他自己的东西，但是别人还是讨厌他，嘲笑他。
Even those mock or laugh or the criticism actually has no reason because she only did things with her own stuff, but people still do that.
但是玛利亚还是觉得我这样做值得。
But Mary basically still think what she did is worthy.
这就是爱美的地方，你愿意为爱受伤。
And this is the good of love, is that you're willing to be hurt for the love.
没有人你去爱一个人，但是你说我不想受伤的。
And no one can actually truly say, I want to love this person, but I don't want to be hurt.
如果我们只想在爱中就是得到我自己舒服，我自己开心，那你这根本就不是爱。
If we only want to get our own comfort and our own happiness in the love, then your love is truly not a love.
这是自私。
That's a selfish.
今天很多时候人们把爱跟自私混为一谈。
A lot of times we're confused with love or selfishness.
其实爱正好就是自私的反面，完全相反的东西。
But love actually is the complete opposite of selfishness.
英国学者 Lewis 他讲过这样的一句话。
A British scholar Lewis said,
如果你不想让自己的心碎，很简单。
If you don't want to have a heartbreak, it's very simple.
你只要不去爱就可以了。
Just do not love.
你不爱，你就不会心碎。
As long as you don't love, you will not have a heartbreak.
你做一个铁石心肠的人。
You have a stone heart.
没有人能够伤你的心。
No one can hurt you.
你的心再也不会破碎了。
You will be, your heart will not be broken.
你想不想做这样的人呢？
And if you want to become this person,
我相信没有人想做这样的人。
A lot of people think probably, I think no one wants to become this type of person.
其实比我们需要爱一个更大的渴求，我们天性里面，我们有爱的愿望，我们愿意去爱，我们从爱中得到极大的享受，这个享受不是从收获爱得来的，这个享受是从付出爱得来的。
In our life, we have this desire to love, and we want to harvest something from the love, and this love is not from what you receive, but what you gave.
我宁愿心碎，我还要去爱，这是爱美的地方。
And even my heart is broken, but I still want to love. This is what's good about love.
耶稣对天父的爱是最美的爱。
And Jesus' love towards Father, Heavenly Father, is the most good one.
他说：“耶稣在客西马尼园内祷告的时候，他说：‘父啊，求你把这杯挪去，但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。’”
But if we think about Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, "Father, take away this cup if I can, but not my will, but thy will."
耶稣在客西马尼园里面很痛苦，他的汗像血点一样的滴下来，他甚至大声的哀哭。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was.In a great agony, and the Bible said, "He sweat blood, and he actually cried."
耶稣的心那个时候非常痛。为什么如此痛苦？因为耶稣爱天父，耶稣顺服天父，他才痛苦。
And why is such an agony? Because he submit to Heavenly Father. He loved Heavenly Father.
所以耶稣他说：“我愿意，我愿意顺服天父，我愿意经历这个痛苦，因为耶稣爱天父。”
Said, "I'm willing to go through this agony because I love the Father."
耶稣对世人的爱，最美的爱体现在哪里呢？体现在十字架上。
And God, Jesus' love towards the world is demonstrated the best good love.To the world to demonstrate on the cross.
耶稣愿意，因为他爱世人，他愿意去受这样的痛苦，愿意去经历这样让他心碎的时刻。
Jesus is willing to go through this heartbroken moment because he loved the world.
所以这是爱美的地方，你愿意为爱受伤。
And that's the good of the love is that you're willing to be hurt.
每一个爱耶稣的人在这个世界上一定会受伤。
Everyone who loved Jesus on this earth, he will be hurt.
玛利亚所经历的，在这个世人那里所经历的东西，每一个真正爱耶稣的人在世界上一定会经历。
What Mary experienced, that everyone on this earth who truly loved Jesus will experience.
因为耶稣早就说了，世界会恨你们，恨你们这些跟从耶稣的人，因为世界早都恨。 一开始就恨了耶稣。
Because Jesus already said that the world will hate you because they already hate me.
您不属于世界。
Because you are not of the world.
世界只爱属于他的人。
And the world only loves those of them.
然后我们看见这个爱是专注的爱，是不保留的爱，是愿意受伤的爱。我们再看这个爱是真实的。
And we can see that.We can see this love is a love of focus, love of without reservation, love of willing to be heard, and then it's a love of truth.
当司布真看到玛利亚用香膏膏主的这段经文，司布真就发出这样的一个问题：为什么这香膏的香气可以充满整个屋子呢？
And when Spurgeon read the scripture, and he have this question, he had this question, he said, why?The house will fill with the fragrance.
因为这它是真实的。
Because it's real stuff.
就是为什么一句话都不说的玛利亚会对那个房子里的人产生这么大的影响力，或者产生这么大的冲击力？那个香味，所有的人都闻到。
Basically, the point is why the Mary she didn't spoke a single word can make such an impact to the whole house.Feel with the frequency. Everyone can smell it.
因为它真实。
Because the stuff is the real stuff.
所以今天很多时候我们会发现，哎呀，我的信仰为什么对我身边的人影响那么小呢？
And today we find that why my faith actually has such a little impact among the people around me.
我们有时候就会想，哎呀，都是我身边的人骄傲，哎呀，都是我身边的人刚硬。
And a lot of times we think because they are arrogant, they are hard-hearted.
但是我们很少想，我对耶稣的爱，我对耶稣的信真不真实。
But seldomly we think whether our love to Jesus is real.
你对耶稣的爱是真实的，你对耶稣的信是真实的，一定会产生强大的影响力。
If your love and your faith to Jesus is real, then you will have an impact.
所有人都闻到那香气。
Everyone smelled this fragrance.
所有人都被玛利亚的行为所冲击，所震撼到。
Everyone was impacted by Mary's action.
他们会嘲笑玛利亚的疯狂，会嘲笑玛利亚的这种举止的这种好像很愚昧。
They can laugh at Mary and think she was crazy.
但是没有一个人会嘲笑玛利亚对耶稣的爱和对耶稣的信。
But no one can laugh at Mary's love and faith in Jesus.
因为这是真的。
Because that's real.
没有人会否认这一点。
No one will deny that.
你可以嘲笑玛利亚其他的任何一切，你说任何的话。就是贬低他的话都可以，但是你看到没有，没有一个人会质疑玛利亚对耶稣的爱，因为这是真实，你质疑不了。
You can question, you can laugh at anything else about Mary, but one thing you can see that no one question and laugh at Mary's love towards Jesus.
今天的基督徒为什么对世界影响这么小呢？今天的基督徒为什么常常说，哎呀，我传福音没有果效？
Why today's Christian has such a little impact in the world? And we said we don't see the result of preaching the gospel.
其实我们很多就说，哎呀，都是世界骄傲，都是世界堕落败坏，都是人心刚硬呐。
Many times we think that because people are so arrogant and so corrupted in this world, and people are so hardened in their heart.
其实我们更多的会要来省察一下自己，我们思想这个玛利亚。我们是不是爱我们的信是不是真的？我们是不是真的有这个香气散发出来
？But look at Mary. I think we really should more examine ourselves whether our love toward Jesus are real, and we do have those frequency to spread.
耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。”
And Jesus said, "Surely I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the world, And what this woman has done will also be told as a memory to her.
我不知道我们今天给人家传福音的时候，我们有没有讲这个女人所为耶稣做的。
I don't know, when we preach the gospel, do we ever mention this woman did?
我自己现在我醒察我自己，在我以前跟人家传福音的时候，我确实很少讲这一点。
And I examine myself, I think before when I preach the gospel, truly, I hardly mention this thing.
但是确实是耶稣吩咐了呀，耶稣说你们只要传福音，任何要传，你只要讲这个事情。但是我也反省，我说，哎，我怎么很少讲呢？
But that's truly what Jesus commanded us. And wherever the gospel is preached, you got to mention this thing. But I examine myself why I didn't tell this.
后来我看不止我一个啊，很多基督徒都不讲啊。
And I'm thinking about it, it's not only me. There's a lot of other Christians don't mention that also.
那我们给人家传福音，我们讲什么
？What do we say when we preach the gospel?
耶稣爱你，耶稣保守你。
Jesus love you. Jesus protect you.
耶稣祝福你。
Jesus bless you.
这是我们常常讲的。
That's what we preach.
我们很少跟人家讲你要爱耶稣。
We hardly mention that you need to love Jesus.
你要尽心尽意尽力的去爱耶稣，就像这个伯大尼的女，这个玛利亚这个女人那样去爱耶稣。
And you love
她那样爱耶稣。
And you love Jesus with your heart, with your soul, with your strength, just like the woman, Mary, that in the event that she did for Jesus.
我们很少跟人家讲这一部分。
We hardly mention this part.
所以我们就产生今天很多很多的基督徒，他们来信耶稣就是，哎，我要来收获耶稣的爱，我要来收获耶稣给我的祝福。
So that's what happened today. A lot of Christian, we come to that one. We just want to receive the love of Jesus. I want to harvest.
哎呀，我有很多东西想要，哎，我在耶稣这里可以得到。
I have a lot of things I want to have. I hope I can get from Jesus.
所以我们今天会有很多这样的基督徒。
So we have a lot of Christian like this.
但是我们就很少有基督徒会说，哎呀，我要到耶稣这里来，我要抓住每一个机会，我要尽心尽意尽力的去爱他，像玛利亚爱耶稣那样，我去爱他。很少有这样的基督徒。
But we don't have a lot of Christians that come to Jesus. I want to come to Jesus. We love him. With all my heart, with my soul, with all my strength, just like Mary.
他为什么会这样呢？因为当时别人给他传福音的时候，都没跟他讲嘛。
So why this happened? Because when people preach the gospel, they preach that way.
他们没有给他讲耶稣要人去传的这一部分内容，不讲，忽略了。
Because the people preach the gospel didn't mention this part that Jesus said we should mention.
那是不是今天传福音的基督徒都不读圣经，他们不知道耶稣讲这句话呢？
Is that Christians don't know, don't read the Bible, don't know this, that Jesus said this?
这是也不是。
Maybe or maybe not.
因为今天确实很多基督徒不读圣经，他真不知道耶稣讲了这话，然后他看不出跟人家传福音。
We do have a Christian and we don't read the Bible and he truly don't know that Jesus said this. We need to mention this when we preach the gospel.
然后他觉得他传的福音是对的。
Then he think that the Bible he preached, the gospel he preached is right.
今天确实很多这样。
There's Christian like that.
当然了，今天还有很多很多的基督徒，他们确实是读了圣经，他们也知道耶稣讲这句话，但是他们就不愿意跟人家讲。
Of course, there are also Christians that they read Bibles and they know that Jesus mentioned this here, but they are not willing to tell that.
为什么呢？
So why is that?
因为他不想让人不开心嘛。
Because they don't want people feel uncomfortable.
你这给我传福音，结果你跟我讲，还要让我去付出，还要让我去爱别人，我都觉得没有人来爱我，你还要让我去爱耶稣，那别人不开心呢？听到这样的话不舒服啊。
You preach the gospel to me, and you want me to love and to give, and I might feel myself is lack of love, so that make people uncomfortable.
所以人们就会对你这个传福音的人，人们就不喜欢。
So people don't like the one that preach the gospel like this.
所以我们不喜欢别人不喜欢我们。
So we don't like people don't like us.
然后不说这一块。
So we just ignore this message.
其实我们今天在乎别人的感受，过于在乎耶稣真正让我们传的内容。
So a lot of times today we care about people's feeling more than care about the content that Jesus wants us to preach.
那么事实上呢，我们也不是真的在乎别人的感受，我们只是在乎别人怎么看我，别人喜不喜欢我，别人称不称赞我，我们只是在乎这个。
And but really in the deep, we are not truly care about other people's feeling, but we care about how the other people feel about us.
但是玛利亚她没有那么多的东西在玛利亚的脑袋里面。
But we don't see so much things about in Mary.
玛利亚不在乎别人怎么看她。
She don't care about what the people look at her.
她只专注在一个人身上。
She only focus on one person.
她只专注一件事情。
Only one thing.
她要把她最珍贵的献给她最爱的主耶稣。
She want to give the most precious one to the most loved one.
这样的行为在别人看来是枉费啊。
In other people's eye, it's a waste.
有人说耶稣不值得
，And I would say Jesus is not worthy.
但圣经告诉我们，什么才是真正的浪费，什么才是真正的枉费。
And the Bible teaches us what is the true waste. And
传道书告诉我们，人在这个世界上劳碌费心，把他一生的寿数，地上的寿数，全部都用出去，但是又得了什么呢
？And Ecclesiastes said, a man actually in the whole life, he labored for everything, but what he got?
浪费了，你在这个世界上劳碌费心，你结果把你的生命浪费了，你什么都没有得到。
And Ecclesiastes basically says, all your labors on this world, so your whole life is a waste.
那么人怎样的就是从他母腹赤身来到这个世界，最后也赤身离开，结果人在这个世界上劳碌劳碌劳碌，结果得到什么呢？全部浪费了，你在地上的生命浪费了。
And it said when we come naked and we leave naked, and so all your labor, your life, all time, it's a waste.
你为风劳碌有什么益处呢？你抓抓抓这个抓抓来抓去，结果全是抓风，风什么都抓不到。
You labored for wind. You tried to catch a wind, but you couldn't catch anything.
犹大一找到机会就抓，从钱囊里抓钱。犹大一找到机会就从钱囊里抓钱，结果他最后抓到什么呢
？Judah seek every opportunity to steal money, but eventually what he got?
他什么都抓不住。
He got nothing.
结果悲惨可耻的死去。
And very shamefully died.
我们看玛利亚，她又收获什么呢
？But see Mary, what she got?
世人不理解她，世人嘲笑她，但是耶稣理解她。
The world don't understand her, but Jesus know her.
所以有的时候啊，做基督徒，你在世界上你会觉得没有人理解我，没有人理解我。我告诉你，没关系。
So sometimes a Christian, you would say, "No one understand me. No one understand. I want to tell you, there's no problem."
你如果真的爱耶稣，你如果是个真的基督徒
，If you're a true Christian，
耶稣基督理解你
，And Jesus knows you，
这就足够了
，It's enough。
你要那么多人理解你干什么呢
？What you want to so many people to understand？
我们怎样让别人能够完全的理解我们？我们跟他一样，他才能完全的理解我。
How can we people completely understand me unless we become a complete him？
那我不想跟他完全一样。
But if you don't want to be a complete the same as him,
我想我的心意更新变化像耶稣那样。
If I want my mind be transferred and like Jesus,
所以耶稣会理解我。
And then Jesus will know me.
足够了。
That will be enough.
玛利亚收获什么？收获耶稣的理解。
Mary actually got is what Jesus know her.
收获耶稣的纪念。
And he got the memory, Jesus remembered.
啊，今天很多人说，哎呀，我要在这个世界上留名啊，留名啊！那很多人都知道我的名字，很多人都纪念我。
And today, a lot of people seeking that I want to do something in this world so I can leave my name, in the world. No, a lot of people remember me.
也没有什么意义，你要那么多人记得你干什么呢
？And what that for? What's good? You have so many people remember you.
啊，你活的时候，人家可能称颂你的名、美名；你死了，你那个名可能就变成骂名了。
And maybe you live, your name be praised. Who knows? Maybe after you're dead, the name will be cursed.
你要谁记得你呢？
So who you want you to be remembered?
所以玛利亚抓住了重点。
So Mary got this point.
耶稣纪念她，足够了。
Jesus remembered her. That's enough.
玛利亚浪费了什么？什么都没有浪费，自赞自清的一点点的香膏，30两银子而已啊。
And what Mary wasted, she wasted the very insignificant, the perfume, or the 30 piece of silver.
收获了什么？
But what she got?
收获耶稣的理解。
She got Jesus.
收获耶稣的纪念。
And she got Jesus to remember her.
而且他在这个世界上，在他一生当中，他收获了一个最最喜乐的时刻，就是他终于有一个机会，把他最珍贵的香膏，一切所有倾倒在他最爱的主耶稣身上。这个时刻是玛利亚在这个世界上所收获最最喜乐的时刻。
And also in this world, she got the most exciting, the happy moment is the moment she could pour the whole oil.Unto Jesus.
今天我们很多人追求在这个地球上世界上追求长命百岁，长命百岁。
And a lot of people today will seek a long life.
那你最后收获什么呢？
But in the end, with a long life, what do you got?
很多人说，哎呀，就收获了一声叹息，收获了劳苦愁烦。这就是我在这地上这几十年、几百年收获的。
And many people said that this little life, all I got is a sign.A labor.
玛利亚她在地上，她收获这样的一个时刻，那是最美丽、最美好、最喜乐的时刻。
And Mary, actually, she got this particular moment. That's the most beautiful and exciting, happy moment.
终于把我一直存留下来的香膏倾倒在我最爱的人身上，没有什么事情比这件事情更让玛利亚觉得幸福。
Finally, I got this moment to pour the most precious.Perfume I had to the one I loved.
玛利亚是这个世界上非常非常聪明的人。
And she is the smartest woman.
当然在世人看来她很愚蠢。
Of course, in the world's view, she's kind of stupid.
觉得她枉费了，浪费了。
Because she wasted so many things.
以前有一个年轻的宣道士，最后在南美。殉道就是被当地的土著人杀死。
And there was a young evangelist. He was killed by the people when he preached the gospel in the South America.
然后他讲过一句话。
And then he said one thing.
他说这样的人呐，不是傻瓜。
And he said, such a person is not fool.
就是他们给出他们没有办法真正留住的东西，去换回他真正不会失去的东西。
And he said, such a person is not fool because they gave the things they cannot keep to get the things they were never lost.
玛利亚收获的这些永远不会失去。
What Mary got is never lost.
那一瓶香膏有一天一定会失去。
And this, a bottle of the fragrance oil one day will not be, no longer be exist. She will lost.
这地上的一切有一天一定会失去。
All the things we have on this earth will be lost one day.
钱财、地位、名利、权力，这地上的一切人们拼命积攒的东西，有一天一定会失去。
No matter money, fame, power that people seek, one day will lost.
那么，就这个年轻人他就是 Oregon 人，他说一个聪明人是什么呢？真正放弃那些他反正抓不住的东西，他一定是抓不住的，放弃了。
And this young evangelist, he actually from Oregon, actually he said, a wise person is that he gave up things he cannot keep.
然后去换什么？ 换了他真正不会失去的东西。
And then to exchange the things that he will never lost.
嗯，我们知道，就是我在天上所存留的财宝，主耶稣基督为我们这些人在天上所存留的冠冕，是永远不会失去的。
We know that Bible said the things that Jesus accumulated for us on heaven, that treasure will never lost.
我们今天看到这个用香膏膏主的女人对耶稣的爱。
Today we see this woman and his love to Jesus.
这是罪人对救主的爱。
This is a love of a sinner towards his or her savior.
这是一件美事。
This is a good thing.
这是一个罪人所行出来被上帝所称赞的美事。
And this is a thing a sinner can do that be praised by God as a good thing.
但是真正完全的爱，那就是在主耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显出来。
But the true complete love is the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross.
主耶稣是没有罪的。
And Jesus is a sinless.
主耶稣是神的独生爱子。
And he is the only begotten son of God.
但是他为罪人，他担负罪人的罪，甘愿牺牲他自己，死在十字架上。
But he bears sinners' sin and offered them sacrifice himself and willingly died on the cross.
这是这个世界不曾有过的爱，就是爱罪人的爱，爱仇敌的爱。
And this is the love that the world never had, is that the love that love is enemy, love sinner.
这是这个罪人玛利亚爱救主耶稣这的爱是完全不一样的。
And this love is different from that sinner Mary's love towards Jesus.
这是救主，上帝无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子，来爱他的仇敌，爱世界上的罪人，甚至甘愿为他们舍己的爱。
This is the Savior, the Son of God, loved the sinner, loved the enemy, and even sacrificed himself.
所以愿我们被这样的爱所激励，让我们真正的用爱来回应上帝对我们的爱。
So may we draw by such a love, and then we can truly respond to such a love with our love to God.
我们请大家起立，我们最后一起来读两处圣经的经文。
Let's stand and let's read in conclusion, let's read two scriptures.
我们一起来读约翰一书三章十六节的一部分。
Let's read the first part of 1 John 3:16.
约翰一书三章十六节起，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们再来读哥林多前书十六章二十二节。
1 Corinthians 16:22.
若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。主必要再来。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们此刻我们来到神的面前，我们渴求，我们要得着，我们要经历每一个人在这个世界上短暂的一生可以经历、可以得到的最美好、最美丽的时刻。
Lord, we come to you. We ask, we seeking for the moment.That in our short life we can experience most beautiful and exciting happy moment.
就像当年伯大尼的玛利亚，她怎样经历她的人生中最美好、最美丽的时刻，就是她把她最珍贵一切所有的献到主耶稣脚前。
Just like the moment that Mary experienced, why she presented all her most beautiful things and precious things to Jesus Christ.
我们也愿在我们在这地上短暂的一生，让我们也经历这样的时刻，让我们也尝到那在天上的荣耀，天上的美好。
We ask that in our life we can experience such a moment that we can taste the beauty and the glory of heaven.
圣灵当年怎样的在这个普通的女人玛利亚身上，怎样的感动她，怎样的带领她。
How the Holy Spirit lead and moved in this woman.
愿圣灵在我们每个人生命当中做一样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work in each one of us.
让我们这个本是不堪不配的罪人，让我们能够真正的能够尽心尽意尽力来爱我们的救主耶稣。
So that each one of us, a not worthy sinner, can truly love Jesus Christ with our heart, with our soul, and with our strength.
让我们这样对耶稣的爱，在上帝的眼中也被看为是美事。
So that our love toward Jesus can be viewed as good in the sight of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in Jesus Christ.
Amen.大家请坐。
Please be seated.
We finished with